Step out on the road that connects the southern Louisiana towns of Pointe-aux-Chenes and Île-de-Jean-Charles, and you'll see water stretching out in both directions. It wasn't always this way. A generation ago, this area was covered by a dense marsh. That marsh provided protection from storms, an easier way to get around, and a habitat for shrimp and other economically important seafood. For a century or more, the Louisiana coastline has been eroding. Since the 1930s, the water has claimed more than 2,000 square miles of land. Melissa Boston, a coastal ecologist at the Water Institute of the Gulf, studies the impacts of climate change on coastal Louisiana, as well as the restoration efforts meant to help slow erosion.
And so our land is sinking and our seas are rising. And so that is a huge challenge of how we're going to protect people and the environment from rising sea levels.
How exactly do you preserve an ailing coastline? Louisiana's women are up to the task. Terrebonne Parish Councilwoman Arlonda Williams says women of the bayou are at the front lines.
A bayou woman is a woman of strength and courage. I explained earlier, when the floods come, we're the ones that stay up late at night to make sure when the water rises that the children are going to be okay. A bayou woman is someone who has resiliency, but she also has class and sophistication while doing it.
According to researchers at Tufts University School of Medicine, women, people of color, and low-income communities are disproportionately affected by climate change and its effects, including coastal erosion and sea level rise. Living at the very edge of the bayou, indigenous tribes like the Pointe-aux-Chenes tribe are in a particularly precarious position. As the land subsides, areas with cultural significance are disappearing too. Patty Ferguson Bonney is a member of the Pointe-aux-Chenes tribe and the director of the Indian Legal Clinic at Arizona State University.
Right, so the land subsiding and some of these areas are sacred sites, cemeteries, old village sites are homes, and people are very passionate about protecting them.
The United States Geological Survey estimates that in the last 25 years, the Louisiana coastline has been disappearing at an average rate of nearly a football field every hour. Up against extraordinary uncertainty, the women of the bayou and their families display immense resilience and are working to respond to future threats. In addition to leading community-based efforts, women like Boston are at the forefront of understanding how coastal erosion will change the land.
I think the environmental literacy is gaining popularity in coastal Louisiana because it's very real here that we really depend on our coast and that we need to protect it and restore it.
Delana LeBlanc, a Louisiana native who conducts coastal bird research for the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program, knows her home state is up to the challenge of adaptation.
I really do love this coast. I sometimes think of it as a family member, which might sound weird. and it's a difficult place to be in because it's a coast that's suffering. So I tend to think of it as a relative that might have a terminal disease to some extent.
LeBlanc sees the Louisiana coast as a potential model for other areas facing sea level rise. Denise Reed, a professor at the University of New Orleans, agrees.
We need to really kind of be that example for the rest of the country about how to do this. Because if you write off coastal Louisiana, you write off South Florida, you write off, you know, low-lying parts of North Carolina, you write off huge areas of the Gulf Coast in Texas and wherever, there really is this strong sense of, these people are very creative. They have this ingenuity, and I think that makes me optimistic that they can adapt and change and work out a way through this without just sitting there and going, somebody's got to help us or fix it or put it back the way it was. I think they can come through this or have a sustainable future. It just won't be like their past.
Terrebonne Parish Councilwoman Arlonda Williams believes much of the future resiliency of the area depends on and will be successful because of the younger generation.
I I see a positive future for us because most of us were born and raised here. Our parents were born and raised here. We're raising our children here. But the difference is our children are leaving, learning, and then coming back and lending support to the vision and the growth of this parish.
This story was created from Ocean.com and supported by the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. It was produced by Michelle Barboza Ramirez, Becca Burton, Melissa Cronin, Gabi Serrato Marks, Elizabeth Weinberg, and narrated by MB Humphrey.